Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bob Soule up Ottoman Way. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, you are a major planner, an event that's going to happen tomorrow. So what is it and where is it?
It's in Ottoman at the Ottoman County Fairgrounds in the Saddle Clubs Arena. And it will start September 3rd at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, great thing to do on a Saturday night. Come on out and be a part of the, or maybe not be a part of, but at least view all those taking place in the Bucking Bull-a-Rama. So what's, kind of tell us about the program. What's going to happen? People come at 6, and then what happens?
Now there'll be mutton busting for the kids. Sign up required. Limited to the first 20 riders. And sometime during the deal, there'll be a performance. I think it's at the beginning and the end. By the Raptor K Cowgirls Drill Team. And we're having a draw rider for $50. You can buy a chance. And right now we're just selling 30 chances. So we're sure how many bulls are going to be there. The chances could increase. But it's $50. Your name is drawn. You could have a payback of up to $1,000.
Boy, that's a pretty high percentage return there, $50 to up to $1,000. Wow. So now, does that have this chance? Does that have anything to do with this draw a rider? Is this related to picking out a rider?
Yeah, it is. It's the draw riders.
Okay, so you get to. Will we know any of the riders? Do you think? Is there anybody local who is participating in this as a rider?
I don't know if there's any local riders participating. These are riders that will probably be, some of them be riding probably Friday night in Guthrie Center.
Okay. So many of these are, I'm going to say, young men. There may be, I don't know how old you can still be and be a bull rider, but on the young side. And
age is just a number.
There you go, Bob. But kind of travel a circuit, kind of follow along.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, yeah.
Yeah. So where do the bulls come from?
They come from Woodbine, from Tom Kelly. He provides the bulls.
And is he somebody who provides bulls for a lot of these events?
Yep, yep.
Interesting business.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever visited his place of business? His farm?
No, I haven't.
That would be sort of interesting.
I guess I never heard of him until he called me and told me about his deal, and he had a club meeting and decided to give it a whirl.
Yeah, give it a whirl. What? I'm thinking it's going to be pretty popular kind of event. You know,
I think it is, yeah.
Most of the county fairs are over. I think Guthrie County is going on, and so that's probably why that's where they're there. But for the most part, all the county fairs are pretty much over. And if people really like bull riding, hey, here's a chance to see one close to home instead of having to drive a lot of miles. So what fun.
And if this works out for us, we'll plan on doing it. This is our first ever.
Uh-huh.
We plan on doing it yearly. And maybe go to a full-fledged rodeo.
Wow. And, you know, you know better than I do, there aren't a lot of rodeos in the area. I think Sydney still has a rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's one other maybe west of us. I don't remember for sure. But anyhow, I think there used to be rodeos almost every weekend. So, hey, this is an interesting addition. So did you ever participate in a rodeo, Bob?
Well, I've run the lat out gate for bull bucking before. At one time when they bring young bulls in here in Ottoman, when St. Peter's were doing it, I'd get in there and tease them. That was a thrill. I guess the old adrenaline pumping.
But you never got up.
I've never rode one, no, but I've teased them, and I like that. Like doing that.
Well, after you teased it, you maybe knew better than to ride one.
I probably would no way be able to stay home.
Well,
fun teasing them.
Yeah, that's part of the whole performance, of course, is to see how long somebody can stay on. Now, we didn't talk about what the price is to get in. I'm sure there's a fee to get to into this event.
Tickets are available from Saddle Club members, which I don't know if there's any numbers out there except for mine. $15 for adults, children 12 and under 5, and you can purchase the tickets at the gate, of course.
Okay, so since it's tomorrow, there's probably not a problem with having way too many people. I'm thinking if you come to the gate, there should be a ticket for you.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a ticket.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about finding somebody to get a ticket ahead of time.
Bring a ticket, we'll stamp your hand and take your money anyway.
Well, this is a fundraiser, you said, so where's the money going?
We're going to scholarships?
Okay.
For the Ottoman area schools.
Okay.
And our point average is lower than usual. And right now, I think this year we've done two for last year. And so hopefully we can do more and increase them a little.
Yeah. So if people participate, they should feel good. Not only do they get entertainment, but they're helping out some young person by helping fund the scholarship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I noticed, too, okay, much of your funds comes from the people who come and buy their ticket, $15 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. But you also are offering sponsorships. Tell us about
right.
that.
Yeah, if anybody wants to sponsor us, any amount is welcome. We do for a sponsorship of $300 to $500. We'll get a banner on the gate and 10 free tickets. We've had a few of them. We have various sizes. Any amount's welcome.
Okay.
Any little bit helps. This is quite costly to put on.
Well, I would think so. You got to get those bulls in here. You got to get some sheep in here. You got to get those cowgirls in here. Yeah, and all the facilities. So since we're talking about this on Friday and it's tomorrow, the big sponsorship with the banner might be a bit of a push, but I'm guessing you could make that happen. If somebody walked up to you today and said, I have $500, I'm guessing you'd make sure there was a banner there.
Well, we can try to get them made. Most people have their own banner.
Uh-huh. So all right.
We talked to them about getting some made.
Okay, so they would, best person probably to contact if they want to be a sponsor is to contact you?
Yeah, they can contact me. To get a banner made between now and then is probably won't happen.
Yeah, so think ahead because you're going to be doing this again. I want to talk just a minute more about the mutton busting. You've got to have some sheep to do that.
Bill Gomez is furnishing the sheep. And the first 20 kids to sign up will be able to ride. There'll be a weigh-in for them. If they weigh too much, of course, you can't put them on the sheep.
Do you know what the weight is?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's somebody else in charge of that.
Somebody else is in charge of that.
I'm guessing most kids who are interested in that maybe have an idea about that.
Yeah, it's the only legal way you can punish your kids.
And everybody has a good time watching, too. So fun.
Now, there will also be food and beer available on the grounds. No carry-ins, please.
So that's good to know. If you're coming, maybe you want to come a little before 6 or at 6, whatever. You can have your evening meal while you enjoy watching the bull content.
The lunch stand will probably be open around noon on Saturday.
Okay, great.
The beer garden will probably open around 5.
All right. So just come and make an evening of it and have a great time. So, again, remind us, what time does it start?
Starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And you mentioned the drill team. You have a drill team, a Rafter K Cowgirls drill team. So that should be an interesting thing to see, too. I'm sure they're very talented. And, okay.
I know one of the gals that will be riding. She's from Elkhorn.
Okay. Great. Should be very interesting. So tomorrow night, starting at 6, but come early if you'd like and have your evening meal, and there's a beer garden, and
bring a lawn chair if you want to.
Okay, but do they need to do that? Well, the bleachers will be available.
There's places to put We got bleachers available, but there's places to put lawn chairs too.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, lots of stuff happening, Bob, and I know you and other folks there have worked hard to get this Bucking Bull-a-rama at the Ottawa County Fairgrounds Horse Arena tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. So thanks so much for visiting with us, Bob Soul.
Thank you.
You bet.
Glad to visit.
Till next time, here's a thought actually from Confucius. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.